Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Playtech Q2 KPI and Trading Updates conference call. I will now hand the conference over to Mor Weizer. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody, and thank you for taking the time to join us today for this analyst conference call to review Playtech's 2012 second quarter key performance indicators and trading update. This is the Chief Executive, Mor Weizer, speaking, and I have with me our Chief Financial Officer, David Mathison. Today, we will keep to our normal program, with David first running through the financial results before I focus on some key business highlights and strategic actions. However, before handing over to David, I would like to make some introductory comments. This is the first set of KPIs we publish as a main listed company. As indicated to the market, Playtech has moved from AIM to the premium listing at the end of last quarter and commenced its trading in shares on July 2nd. I was fortunate enough to be at the opening ceremony of the London Stock Exchange, together with a group of people from my team and representatives of our board, as well as representatives of our advisors. It was a special and exciting day for us all and a major milestone in the company progress and maturity. I would like to use this opportunity to thank the AIM being a home to us for a long period since our IPO in 2006, a period throughout which we have developed and have grown the company. I would also like to thank the LSE for their warm welcome to the main list. It was a very special day for the company. Last but not least, I would like to thank Playtech employees for their dedication and hard work, and the project team that has been working extremely hard to deliver on this commitment, and our board for its continued support in the last years. It guides the management team and the company. This was a long-awaited step forward for the company as we roll out our plans to further grow and develop the company. Playtech continues to make very positive progress across a broad range of business segments and across markets. Most notably is the growth in our services division, PTTS, which has managed to double its EBITDA level since the completion of the acquisition last year. This is also clearly seen by the growth that our product portfolio has delivered, both against Q2 last year and when compared to the strong first quarter. The results from Casino, our services division, and the William Hill Online joint venture in particular, showed very significant uplift. With an increasingly diverse portfolio and broad range of revenue streams, I believe we are making great progress maintaining our market-leading position. Now over to David for the financial commentary.
Thank you, Mor, and good morning, everyone. I am very pleased to be able to report that Playtech has again delivered a strong financial performance, with gross income for the second quarter rising by 82% to 88.1 million euros, against 48.4 million in 2011, and total revenues for the second quarter increasing 99% to 78.6 million euros, against 39.6 million in 2011. When excluding acquisitions made in the prior 12 months to June 2012, Playtech achieved gross income growth of 20% when comparing Q2 2012 to Q2 2011. Casino demonstrated continued strength, up 36% on the same period last year and 8% on the first quarter of 2012. This is mainly due to organic growth of casino royalties and an increase in royalties from side games, which increased 9%, mainly due to a bingo jackpot promotion that was run throughout the second quarter. Live has continued to perform exceptionally well, increasing 11% on the first quarter of the year, and mobile royalties continue to outperform. Ash Gaming, which was acquired in December 2011, continues to grow strongly, ahead of budget as a result. Poker has shown a decrease in the second quarter of 2011 and first quarter of 2012 due to a continuing decline in the poker market. The company has responded by making strategic changes to increase the player liquidity of licensees on iPoker's network, and this is due to be implemented during the second half 2012. Bingo continues its good performance with 21% growth on the same period in the prior year and 1% growth on quarter. quarter-on-quarter growth, as expected from the seasonality effect. New growth will be seen in Bingo due to licensees such as Gala Coral, which launched Gala Bingo on July 2012, producing new revenue for the company. Video bet revenue has grown 36% on Q2 11 due to completion of the rollout of the UK Global Draw contract towards the end of Q2 11. Video bet revenue also increased 15% on the Q1 12, mainly due to outstanding performance of IGS. The services division produced an outstanding performance influenced by both a new agreement with an existing licensee to provide marketing consultancy and other operational services for the Asian market, while at the same time controlling its cost base. This has led to both a revenue growth of 4% over the first quarter and a much improved margin, which is expected to be maintained going forward. The initial PDDS consideration of €140 million was fully paid in April through an acceleration of the final payment of €76 million, which allowed for a discount of €4.2 million, representing a nominal discount of 5.2%. The additional consideration of €140 million was accelerated as of 30th June 2012 through the fulfillment of the acquisition acceleration condition. The first tranche of the accelerated payment of €42 million was paid at the end of July. The other non-interest-bearing installments will be met by the company's operating cash flows on the following dates: 31 January 2013, €35 million, €31 July 2013, €35 million, and €31 January 2014, €28 million. William Hill Online performance was down due to Spanish back taxes, which offset share of profit by €1.3 million for quarter two. William Hill recorded this item as an exceptional item. However, despite this charge, the share of profits was 7% up on the prior year. We don't foresee any further provisions or back taxes to be paid in this regard. Recent acquisitions, including Ash and Mabenga, have performed well above expectations. This year, we utilized €75 million of our existing banking facilities, which total €110 million, to pay the final contribution of the initial PDDS consideration in April. The first tranche of the additional PDDS consideration of €42 million was financed by existing cash resources. Playtech remains highly cash generative with net cash balances, and we define that as cash and cash equivalents less bank borrowings, of €64.3 million at the end of June. In the fourth quarter of this year, William Hill will have the opportunity to commence the process to acquire Playtech's 29% stake in the William Hill Online joint venture through the first of two contractual call options. Our chairman and our chief executive continue to meet regularly with their counterparts at William Hill ahead of this. Discussions have been constructive and are ongoing. The company continues to enjoy positive momentum with prospects for growth in the coming year, and we have both the financial capability and operating platform to make the most of the exciting opportunities that lie ahead. This concludes our financial overview, and I will now hand you back to Moore, who will take you through the operational performance.
Thank you, David. Before I turn to the key contributions made by the various corporate development activities announced towards the end of last year in the first quarter, I would like to cover some of the operational highlights. We remain very active with our licensees, supporting them in their expansion activities into newly regulated markets. In the second quarter, we have achieved major milestones with the expansion of some of our most well-established licensees, such as Bet365, Betfair, and William Hill Online, into the Spanish market, where we make good progress and intend to introduce additional products and formats, such as live gaming, in the coming future. In addition, we have launched a number of local licensees and are very encouraged by their progress to date. We remain ready and waiting for additional markets to open, where Playtech continues to add more licensees that will be announced in due course ahead of the coming regulations, and have also been preparing for opportunities in newly regulated markets such as the Netherlands, Belgium, and additional markets outside of Europe. Preparations for further developments in Italy and the introduction of slot games are well underway. Gala Coral is progressing well, and we have completed the first two of its phased migrations, to the Playtech platform, including Gala Casino and Gala Bingo. We would expect positive news flow from here in the coming months, and the performance so far is very encouraging. The Gala project has been a very significant project for Playtech, having introduced a new offering to operators that appeal to operators and players alike. The new offering includes Playtech market-leading IMS, as well as newly integrated portal, providing a unique functionality unparalleled in the industry and indispensable to operators who are looking for a one-stop shop. Through the IMS, which provides an end-to-end solution for managing the entire portfolio of products, Playtech's portal will allow operators to control the user interface and their communications with players in real time. As a result, Gala Coral will be able to customize and personalize their offering in accordance with players' preferences for not only bingo, but across the entire product suite. Mobile has been instrumental to our success, as reflected in the results of those operators that have a mobile offering. Playtech subsidiary Mobenga, the leading mobile sportsbook provider, continues to perform above our expectations, and we see both sports and mobile as significant future revenue streams for us. During the second quarter, we have launched a mobile offering for Paddy Power, including roulette, blackjack, and a variety of slots, marking the first major collaboration between Playtech and Mobenga. Through Playtech's exceptional mobile betting channels and cross-product opportunities, a wide range of choices has become available to players, eliminating the need for different mobile applications. Another implication of this development is that those who download the mobile application will automatically have access to Playtech's complete suite of products, regardless of which channel was originally chosen. Even more importantly for operators, is that Playtech provides a special functionality allowing cross-selling. We remain confident about the prospect of Playtech mobile strategy and its unique cross-platform and cross-product capabilities. The success of Mobenga has led the company to ensure that the capabilities and know-how developed in Mobenga will be exported into other parts of the company. Accordingly, we have decided to restructure the arrangement to include additional goals to achieve the overall group mobile strategy. Mobenga has been key to the development and success of our mobile cross-platform capabilities, developing the infrastructure of our mobile platform, ensuring seamless journey for players amongst all Playtech mobile platforms and products, hence securing the conversion between betting and gaming as much as it happens in the traditional interactive channels. Our existing and new licensees continue to look to Playtech for market-leading content to attract players, and we have continued to extend our portfolio and relationships with brand owners to deliver a considerable number of new titles onto the platform in the quarter, with more to come. I won't mention many here, yet Life of Brian and The Holy Grail, both part of the successful Monty Python series, were added to the ever-extending table of titles, following the major success of Spamalot Slot Game, another Monty Python title. In addition, recent content initiatives included the rights for John Wayne and The Love Boat, which we believe will be attractive for real money play as well as our social strategies. This is now supplemented by the best-of-breed content provided by Ash Gaming that is being integrated to additional products across all distribution channels. Ash Gaming provides Playtech and its licensees with a wider range of best-of-breed content through all available channels, and we believe those will play a key role in markets such as the UK and Italy. On Geniety, we see sports and mobile as significant future revenue streams going forward, and we are in the process of integrating the product and intend to launch the first Playtech licensee later on this year. We are also establishing our lottery strategy that has proven track record in the UK through Geniety and through Geniety cross-platform lottery product, which will be further developed in the coming few quarters. We continue our work with the development team to ensure they can integrate seamlessly onto the Playtech platform and become core parts of the offering, especially in newly regulated markets. Moving on to the performance of PTTS, which we indicated in our first quarter KPIs, has been performing very strongly. Revenues from hosting, payment advisory, and network management services have been steady and well in line with our expectations. We have been a beneficiary of the growth in marketing-related revenues that continued into the second quarter, driven by increased activity and marketing initiatives. Through cost control and such initiatives, PTTS success continued into the second quarter and had fulfilled the conditions set at the time of the acquisition, therefore triggering the acceleration of the payment of the additional consideration of 140 million euros payable to Worldwide Online Enterprises Limited. This acceleration could only happen once the business exceeded an EBITDA run rate equivalent to an annualized 40 million euros over two consecutive quarters, together with certain additional shareholder protections. These run rate provisions have rapidly been met, with the Q1 and Q2 calculation being above the hurdle, and thus the accelerated payment structure became applicable. I do believe this acceleration is in the best interest of all shareholders. This is especially true as we develop joint ventures utilizing PTTS assets. I also believe that it will become clear that the effective multiple paid for the business will come down from its headline 7x EBITDA run rate as PTTS continues its momentum going forward. When we bought PTTS last year, it was clear to us that there was an opportunity to grow the company by reassigning and allocating marketing investments following the closure of the significant French market. Since then, PTTS has experienced growth in regulated markets such as Italy, which regulated additional products, as well as other newly regulated markets, thus creating additional opportunities for PTTS. Both supported revenue growth, and PTTS is in preparation for additional markets due to open up in the future. The marketing initiatives included investments into soon-to-be-regulated markets, which allowed building a brand in advance of such expected regulations. It also included the expansion into new territories such as Asia. Such activities in the new region followed the consolidation we experienced last year, and we have been the beneficiary of such market environment change through the new contract signed by PTTS. While we haven't announced another joint venture since our last joint venture with Gauselmann, we are still in discussions with various potential partners in some key European markets that include both turnkey agreements as well as joint ventures, and I'm confident that some will come to fruition in the coming future. PTTS is clearly a game changer for the company and has positioned Playtech as the natural choice for a partnership, whether as a JV partner or a key service supplier, through software marketing and additional operational services provided. Turning to William Hill Online, you have all seen the latest results of William Hill Online. We are extremely happy with the performance of William Hill Online and the very strong progress and growth made in the last years since the inception of the joint venture, and since the beginning of the year in particular. William Hill holds today a market-leading position and generates a level of activity both in terms of number of players, revenues, and profits that is unparalleled in the industry, and this is especially important given William Hill Online performance against difficult market conditions that are reflected elsewhere in our industry. William Hill Online performance and size ensure they are in a position to have one of the largest marketing investments compared to many other operators, both in the UK and outside of the UK, that's not only supporting the growth going forward, but further strengthening their market-leading position in the UK and other markets. As for the current status of discussions with regards to our stake in the business, discussions will continue over the coming months, all against the backdrop of extremely strong financial performance at William Hill Online, and we will update the market in due course as these discussions move forward. Following our first quarter KPIs relating to the agreement for certain social B2B and real money gaming assets and businesses from entities in which Teddy Sagi is beneficially interested, we had commenced discussions with existing and new potential licensees, both real money and social gaming operators, who see a real opportunity partnering with one company that can provide best-of-breed solutions for both social gaming and real money play. In the last few months, we have seen various activities by well-recognized and well-established operators, including social gaming companies and real money gaming operators, indicating their intentions to provide a combination of real and social products to their audience. Not only did the agreement provide Playtech with a cost-effective entry point to the social arena, it has enabled access to a large group of mobile developers that are focused on social gaming and real money play. This extends the Playtech capacity in one of the most important segments of our business, and I'm happy to say that since the completion of the agreement, a new contract with one of UK leading operators has been signed for real money mobile solution, and such a new unique mobile product will be launched in the near future, reinforcing the importance of the agreement being part of our overall mobile and social gaming strategy. We remain excited about the prospects for entering the social gaming arena in a controlled way, offering a full suite of social gaming products as a B2B provider. The potential for social gaming and social media as a new gaming channel have been increasingly apparent over the past couple of years. Playtech has to date been keen to avoid moving into the market too soon and has thus avoided some of the volatility experienced by other companies. But we have been careful to monitor the opportunity. We believe that the structure of the agreement is the right one for us, finding a balance between costs and opportunities, and time is now right to make a move. As we have seen, we are at the point when the proposition and potential payback is significant, but valuations remain proportionate to the financial opportunity. I want to finish where I started, by restating my message over our financial performance for the quarter. While we are only through the second quarter of the year, and I would expect a more significant summer slowdown, partly due to the Olympics and seasonality, Playtech is in a very good place, and I remain very excited by the outlook for the year. Thank you for listening this morning, and we would now be very happy to take any questions you may have.
Thank you, sir. If any participant would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the 1 on your telephone. If you wish to cancel this request, please press the star followed by the 2. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received, and there will be a short pause while participants register for a question. The first question comes from Simon Davies from Canaccord. Please go ahead.
Morning, guys. Three questions from me, if I may. Firstly, obviously, big impact in Q2, both from acquisitions and from the softening of the euro. Can you give us a sense for genuine underlying like-for-like growth rates through the quarter? Second, can you give us a progress report on the Gauselmann JV in terms of progress and your expectations over the course of the next 12 months? And finally, can you flesh out your comments in terms of the potential impact of both the Euros and the Olympics on traditional Q3 seasonality?
Well, we take out the acquisition, Simon, and the previous 12 months, we've got growth of 20%. That's on gross income. And if we take out the William Hill online contribution, it's even slightly higher. It's about 23%.
And on a constant currency basis?
Sorry, Simon?
Sorry, and on a constant currency basis, can you give us a sort of strip out the FX impact? And I know that's probably quite difficult to do.
I think it's a difficult one to answer that. The average in Q1 was 1.19, and in Q2 was 1.24. So it's fairly marginal, Simon, truly.
Okay.
As for the Gauselmann JV, we are in discussion what would be the best way to initiate it, given obviously the regulatory changes and the regulatory environment in Germany. with the E15 and the treaty, and obviously Schleswig-Holstein in the background, introducing their own regulatory regime. At this point in time, I would say that we are in continuous discussions with Gauzelmann to see what would be the best way to approach and initiate it. We are still interested, very much interested in the German market, and we will have to follow the regulatory regimes that will be introduced in the coming near future. So the answer is we are establishing the operations, we are in discussions with regards to that, but we are very cautious how we should go about it, given the change and the recent changes in Germany. As for the euro and seasonality, we expect the seasonality to take effect as traditionally the summer is a slower period. Obviously, the euro that happened in the last few months basically had an impact on that. What happens usually during such events is that operators attract a lot of new players, but the real impact of that is seen and is evident following that in the following quarters. I would say it will be a combination of a good euro in some respect, given that a lot of operators manage to attract a lot of players, and the contribution of that will be seen over the next few months. Obviously, with the Olympics and seasonality, it will balance that. And as we always indicate, the third quarter is a slower period. Whether it will maintain on a 3% below what it was on the compared to Q2, yet to be seen. Obviously, we work together with our licensees. We are very much oriented towards sports betting operators. The season starts. The Scottish season started already, but obviously the English one will start soon, and obviously this will have a good contribution to our results and will offset the seasonality.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question comes from Michael Campbell from Daniel Stewart. Please go ahead.
Morning, gents. Just two from me. Casino is up 36% year-on-year. So there's some strong growth there. Can you just give us some color on which markets in particular you're seeing some of that growth coming from, firstly? And then the second question is on Mbenga. How does that roll up into the numbers at the moment? And will that be split out at some point in future? Thank you.
Yeah. As for casino, the main markets that we have seen growth in were the UK, with some of our licensees pushing ahead and investing a lot in terms of marketing. Italy was another good contribution to our results, and Spain. These are, I think, the highlights. And Spain, it was on the back and in advance of the coming regulations. Obviously, as I mentioned, UK and Italy as well. I think that it's quite important to say that this is one part of the story. The other part is the side games. We have side games in bingo. We have side games in poker. Obviously, everything we do, and the live gaming. So I would say live gaming was very popular in those three markets as well. And in particular, in bingo, we ran a promotion that attracted a lot of activity, a lot of players, and obviously it was reflected in the side games. I think it is a well-known fact that in good networks, the side games contribute something along the lines between 45% to 55% of the overall contribution. So it's quite significant. So I would say UK, Italy, Spain in terms of markets. I would say live gaming, bingo, casino, obviously, and some contribution for poker as well as side games. As for Mbenga is going from strength to strength. We launched a few more licenses. We announced the launch of Sisal just before the Euro Cup. We expect more licenses to launch. We announced one Betboo in South America, and other licenses such as William Hill, Paddy Power, and others, as it is reflected in their results, grow and grow rapidly, and we expect this to continue. This is one of the most important segments of our business. I believe that we will provide more information on the performance of Mobenga, the financial performance of Mobenga, when we come out with our results. But it grew from, say, few hundreds of thousand when we acquired it in terms of revenues to few times that amount over the course of the last few quarters since we acquired the company.
Michael, I could just add a little bit perhaps on Mobenga there. That's currently in our sort of other section. If you did your reconciliation there, there's a bit of a shortfall, and that's the other. Mobenga is in there, and just to give you a flavor, Q on Q, Q2 against Q1, we were up by around about 50% on revenues from Mobenga, so it is growing very strongly. And we're considering showing that separately in due course. We're thinking about that now because it's coming more material.
Okay, excellent. Thank you, James. That's great.
Thank you. The next question comes from Nick Bantram from Peel Hunt. Please go ahead.
Morning, chaps. Just a few questions. One of them is a follow-up to Simon's, actually, just on the Olympics. Is it possible for you to give any more colour on what your licensees are experiencing, particularly in the UK? Is it broadly in line with what they're expecting, or has the slowdown been much greater? Also on PTTS, I'd be interested to know how much of the sort of top-line growth has come from existing licensees and new clients that you've picked up since acquisition. And if I look at the profit performance of PTTS, well, it looks as though you've almost had a sort of one-to-one conversion of additional revenue into profit. Now, clearly that's helped drive that margin to close to 40%. It suggests that the margin opportunity for additional turnover is actually quite significant. Is that the case, or do you think, you know, where we are in terms of margins at the moment is reasonable going forward?
I can maybe just address the PTTS question first of all. Since we bought PTTS, if you track back there, Nick, we were on about a 25% margin, and that has grown steadily over the 12 months. As Moore mentioned in his script, the timing was very significant. There was a strong marketing spend that was diverted from the French market, and that's been bearing fruit now. So some of that has come from expense on existing clients, if you like, that are now growing fairly strongly. But there have been some very good restructuring of agreements, particularly in Asia, which has given a bit of a push in the first two quarters of this year on margins that have brought us up, as you correctly say, very nearly up to the 40% level. What we should just caution on here, though, is that we've reached probably for the time being a plateau on margins in PTTS. You may recall the key strategic plan for PTTS is to enable us to secure turnkey projects, turnkey contracts and joint ventures. And once these are in place, as Moore indicated, as the markets regulate and JVs come through, that will be the next phase of growth, if you like, for PTTS. So I think we just got to give that kind of override on the PTTS numbers.
Is there any potential risk or sensitivity that your customers might see what margins you're making in, you know, the services business, so therefore it's not necessarily in your interest to show too good a margin going forward?
Well, I think our comments are given here in the spirit of disclosure. We are talking about maybe a stabilizing year of margins. It's important not to get carried away here, and I think we're going to be settling down at round about those levels. We've certainly moved up from the margin level when we acquired PTTS, but there's going to be a consolidation phase here. I think we can anticipate a little bit of seasonality downward in the third quarter, but then as the JVs and the turnkey projects come through, that'll be the next phase of growth for PTTS.
Nick, I will just elaborate on that. It's a very similar question to the margins of Playtech and us being a supplier, but I think that we all have to remember that PTTS serves more than 20 companies. Yes, the marketing is very much focused on specific customers, specific markets, in order to ensure that the as we call it, return on invested marketing money is the most effective. I think that given the fact that this is a mixture of different markets, different suppliers, different marketing strategies, and hence different margins from different from such customers. I think that it will be. I think that we are in a good position in order to maintain good margins in PTTS. And therefore, I don't see that as a real risk.
Okay, cheers, thanks. And on the Olympics?
The Olympics, I think that it's too soon to say that, given the fact that seasonality has a big effect. I think the 3% was quite expected, especially given the growth and the strength of the performance in the second quarter. I don't think that for us so far. I think that the impact on the sports betting operators is minimal, as far as we see that. Remember that this period, this time of year, is a very slow period anyway. It does not come on the back of certain sports events. It's in a slow period by definition, in between the football season. And therefore, we don't expect that the impact will be significant, and we believe that it will be minimal.
Excellent. Can I just have one more question, just quickly, on poker, the changes you're putting through on poker, I mean, what's the intention, to sort of return to growth or slow the decline? I mean, I realize it's an increasingly small proportion of your revenues, but in terms of, you know, the overall credibility of the group, it's still quite important.
The way we look at it, we basically put very strict rules in order to ensure that we maximize the marketing efforts made by the licensees. This will create develop an appetite by certain operators to further invest into their poker business. Obviously, poker remains challenging across markets in Europe and across operators, all across the industry. I will say we start with a slowdown in term, slowing down the decline, but obviously medium-longer term, definitely grow it back. We believe that the combination of what we do today in our, what we call our .com network, together with certain activities in regulated markets. And I think one more and very important point, the fact that we are a B2B supplier and still the world's largest poker network will allow us, given the balance we are now creating within the network, will become more attractive to other operators that are currently not on our iPoker network that may start considering or may consider or are considering moving across to Playtech. So not only we have an opportunity with our existing licensees developing and marketing the poker product and have more incentives to do that, I think that Playtech will be very proactive trying to attract more operators from other networks, and I hope this will come to fruition in the coming future.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, Mo.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the 1 on your telephone. If you wish to cancel this request, please press the star followed by the 2. The next question comes from Simon French from Panmure Gordon. Please go ahead.
Morning, guys. Just one question from me. It's just on the disclosure in the prospectus around revenues from Malaysia and China, which I think was about 3.5% in China and 8.5% in Malaysia. Are you able just to give a bit more colour on where exactly the revenues come from in terms of product and by number of sort of licensees as well, please?
We'd rather not do that, Simon. I mean, we've been pretty full in the disclosure in the prospectus. I mean, I think you can understand here that the prospectus wording was very carefully drafted after our, work with the lawyers. We've certainly taken the veil back on our activities over there, but I feel at this stage, we've never done this before on splitting up our product contribution in various markets, and we'll leave it there for the time being. But you're right on those numbers, the percentages, that is correct. And I would also just comment that we are, remember, a supplier. We're not an operator. We're not operating in any regimes here that are illegal. There are regulatory issues that we're well familiar with here, but the lawyers have articulated that very clearly in the document.
Simon, I think that we were very fortunate to go through this prospectus process, and as part of the move to the main list, which put us in a position to review each and every market we operate in and obtain work with our lawyers and obtain revised and new legal advisors. Where markets are significant, we took local legal advice on top of the legal advisors that we had in this part of the world and in the UK. And the board, having considered all of that, feels very comfortable with the way we run, we do business, which is not very different than what we have here in Europe.
Okay. But just to try and understand the sort of direction of those revenues, though, I mean, have they got smaller as a proportion of group revenues over time, or should we expect them to get smaller?
I believe we will. Some markets will open up in Asia. We are preparing for that. In terms of the current activity, we don't expect to see significant growth, but definitely growth over time, with some of our products being very attractive in the Asian markets.
But I don't think you'll see an immediate step change there, Simon.
Okay, that's very helpful. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question comes from Charles Elliott from IPI. Please go ahead.
I not directly relevant to your results this morning, but I wondered if you had any thoughts on the announcement in the Financial Times today about Facebook entering online gaming in the UK.
With Facebook entering online?
Yes, it's entering paid online gaming. It's on the front of the company section of the Financial Times this morning.
I assume, I haven't seen it myself, but I can only assume that given content being one of the, I think I would say even significant contributors to Facebook's success amongst content and gaming amongst content being a significant contributor to Facebook, I see that as a natural step forward in regulated markets where Facebook will allow play for real money. We all saw certain news flow on that in the past. We support that, obviously, under strict regulatory regimes or play for real money, the same way it happens outside of Facebook, in this part of the world, in the UK, Italy, and other markets. We welcome that. We believe that it will assist all companies involved. And we believe that we are very well positioned if something like that will indeed happen and Facebook will allow that, and we will support and assist in any way required. Obviously, we believe that bingo is very appealing, given the social, nature of the game. We have seen social bingo being very, very successful with some companies growing quite fast, and I believe that you will find at least few names of bingo, social bingo companies that are very successful doing social gaming and virtual currency activities. So I think that it supports the fact that social bingo, and bingo in particular within a social network, is very appealing. And obviously we will monitor that, and we are in a very good position given the fact that we have a real working solution both for social gaming and real money play if and when it will happen and will be allowed by Facebook. And following the agreement we signed earlier this year with Skywind that allows us or gives us access to social bingo, when you combine that with our leading bingo product, I think that this is another opportunity for Playtech and its licensees.
Great, thanks.
Thank you. The next question comes from Richard Carter from Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Several questions. Firstly, could you just give a bit more detail on Coral and just talk about the migration, and I think you said it was, I think you might have said it was ahead of expectations, but could you give an idea of when you'd expect that to start to have a material impact on bingo revenue and casino revenue? The second question is focused on Mbenga and mobile. You talked about the Mbenga product now having the gaming product embedded. Could you just talk about how, actually, I think you alluded to it, how significant you think that will be in terms of materiality, in terms of driving your gaming and mobile business forward, in terms of, does anybody else have the sports betting and gaming products out there at the moment, and how long will it take you to actually roll that product out amongst your other mobile licensees, and just give an idea of, you know, how material you think that's going to be. And then I don't think you said anything on the US, but can you tell us where you are in terms of what you're doing in terms of your regulatory procedures in the US, please?
Yes, so I'll start with Gala Coral. I obviously can't disclose the numbers as of yet, and we hopefully will be in a position to do that in coordination with Gala Coral during the time of the interim. I will just say that the migration was extremely successful. The level of activity, we have seen growth ever since they moved onto the network. The level of activity is more than encouraging, and this is shared between us and Gala Coral. Gala Casino was a smaller part of their business, but obviously part of the Gala Casino and Gala Bingo offering, which was important obviously for them to have two best of breed products, one alongside the other. We believe that it will become more material sometime later this year, or I would say it's more of a 2013 story. When it will build up, the revenues will build up, and obviously the impact and the contribution to Playtech will become more material sometime later this year. As we indicated earlier, we will launch also Coral, and obviously this will be on top of that and will create an incremental revenue stream for the company. So unfortunately at this point in time I can't give the number, but definitely we have seen a lot of traction. I must say that we were all surprised by the level of activity and the number of players visiting the site and playing the Gala Bingo game when we launched the product and soon after that. On Mbenga, yes, I was trying to say that, not even alluding to the fact that we believe that there is a huge opportunity for betting operators, sports betting operators, given the fact, if you think about the mobile, if you think today about interactive channels, the traditional ones, people basically placing bets and playing games using the internet on their laptops and PCs, I think that what we have seen traditionally is that 70%, something along the lines of 70% of the players come through betting, but 60 to 70% of the profits are made in gaming products where players simply move across from betting to gaming. What we have seen in mobile is, so the industry went through, products that evolved over time, number of products growing. The industry started with casino, then poker was added, and bingo was added, and obviously sports was there. And so we moved from a silos of products into a fully integrated solution in an interactive channel. What happens now in mobile, is that we go back, or the industry went back a few years in terms of what it offers and what operators offer their customers. So if you think about so far until now or until recently, most companies had one mobile application for betting and a different mobile application for casino and a different mobile application to poker. So they bring a lot of players through the betting application, but they can't convert the players into gaming where they make their money. And this is why replicating the concept of one-stop shop for the customer, serving the customers better, a customer-centric approach as part of which you offer the players with all products, is what we aim at as a principle. And this is where we put all of our efforts. We identified that when we bought Mobenga, we saw that as an opportunity to establish ourselves both in mobile and sports betting. But the real opportunity lies in that we are now able to provide all the products within the mobile application. So once you deposited money with a sports betting operator, you can start playing during halftime and while you watch the game. You can basically do other gaming activities, capturing the player and keeping the player within one environment. And this is where we see a real opportunity. The next step for us is basically make it all seamless, so the player will be able to deposit only once. As of today, you can, if you go to Paddy Power and William Hill and others, you will be able to see that they have a mobile betting application which you download to your iPhone, Android-based phone, or use HTML5 without downloading it. And you will already today be able to play gaming alongside betting. So it already exists now. The next step is obviously converging and making it seamless for the player in terms of the transfer of money and interaction between the products. And I'm happy to say that later on in few months we will have this launched with a first licensee, a leading UK operator, that will launch this capability and this product. Sorry for the long answer, but I thought that it is important given the performance of mobile across the industry.
Can I just ask a question then on that?
Yes.
So in terms of where we are today, are you saying that the casino gaming within Mobenga has already launched across all your licensees, or you're currently rolling it out?
We are currently rolling it out. Some of our licensees, the leading licensees, already have it. And we are rolling it out to other licenses as well.
Okay.
As for the US, obviously US remains a very important market for everyone, including Playtech, and we are making progress both in terms of discussions and in terms of certain other activities we do. I think that the way the market will evolve is yet to be seen. We have seen certain local initiatives by Nevada, New Jersey, and some other markets, Delaware, but I think that there is appetite from other states as well, as they indicated to us and as some operators indicated to us. Obviously, we will update the market in due course. I think that regulations will have a very big effect on how people will establish themselves and what would be the best way for Playtech and other operators and B2B providers to establish themselves in the U.S. We have seen some news flow about maybe a federal law being introduced, so I think that we will have to see and monitor closely how it will evolve and act accordingly.
And just finally, on video bet, obviously, still growing very strongly. Where are we in terms of the rollout of video bet into machines in the UK? Is that still continuing? And what do you see as the drivers of revenue in that division going forward? I mean, could you talk a little bit about the pipeline in terms of new incremental deals and what drives the revenue going forward there, please?
Yes, absolutely. We were very much focused on the deployment of the machines, which concluded last year at the end of the second quarter. Ever since then, obviously, it was the first time Playtech established itself. We have done something that is, I believe, unparalleled, you know, introducing and deploying so many 20,000 plus machines in one market in a very short period of time. So it was important for us to ensure that it's stable. I'm happy to say that it's more than just stable. And I think that it was reflected in some companies' performance. If you think about Ladbrokes moving from Barker to the Playtech powered video bet machines together with Global Draw, then I think that this reflects the strength of the product and the quality of games provided by Global Draw. And I think this can be seen as for us it's a great success. We started deploying more machines with Global Draw in other markets in which they have presence, mainly in Latin America. So we are doing that together with Global Draw. And as we do that, we are still very much focused on other accounts in the UK, all done in coordination and together with Global Draw, as well as the other initiatives that we are now developing in other markets that can be quite significant for us. We mentioned in the past Italy, but there are other markets in which we believe Playtech will be able to establish itself in a significant way. For us, the UK market is now the shop window, a very successful shop window, a very attractive one, and we intend to replicate it going forward. The cycles in land-based are longer than in online, given the fact that operators are very cautious, because unlike online, where you basically can spread it over the internet without any additional cost, choosing more sites to place banners and basically come up with sites of your own, obviously a land-based operator will have to think very carefully whether replacing an existing machine will make more money, and it is constrained by the physical location that it has. And therefore, the cycles are longer. It involves usually trial periods and a smaller number of machines first being deployed. By the way, this was how it happened with Global Draw and Coral. We started with Coral with a trial, and then given the fact that Global Draw were the supplier to Coral, they realized that the combination of both companies will create synergies and best of breed product. The answer, a short answer to that, is VideoBet is a very, very important segment of our business, a very successful one with proven track record in a very important market, the VLT market in the UK, and we intend to replicate it going forward in other markets. Latin America, together with Global Draw, taking place now. Italy, we are very much focused on that still, and other markets in Europe as well.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. There appear to be no further questions.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and
have
a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you. This concludes the Playtech Q2 KPI and Trading Updates conference call. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.